It's the end of the week, so we're going to look back at some of the major stories we were following in the Capitol. And to help me do that is the New York Post's Bernadette Hogan. Welcome back to the program, Bern.
Hey, thanks for having me.
From my perspective, the biggest shock of the week came with the Newsday story about significant changes to the state's new bail law that were floated by the Senate Democrats. What did you think of the timing of this trial balloon, which came less than 2 months into implementation of the new law, but amidst a lot of controversy?
Right. So the new bail law went into effect January 1st. So it's still very new, roughly 6 weeks that we've had it. And even before it went into effect, there has been public outcry, both from constituents, but also law enforcement, Republicans, moderate Democrats, etc. And the pressure has really grown and somewhat ballooned to being one of the top, if not the only topic that we are speaking about here at the Capitol.
This and Medicaid, that's pretty much it.
This and Medicaid, yeah, two very different topics, two very different situations, but nonetheless, you know, it's overshadowed everything else. So, right. So as you said, Newsday broke this story that state Senate Democrats who have been saying, Leader Andre Stewart Cousins has said she is interested in amending the law that was signed last year. It was part of the budget.
And she talks about it, though, in terms of just we're going to make improvements. We're always in the business of tweaking and making laws better. But she has never had a timetable. She's never said this is something we need to do ASAP. She's always said we need to, you know, collect all the data, make sure we're making an informed decision. So what do you make of, this coming out the middle of February, a month and a half before the budget's due, months before the end of session? Is this just a response to all the criticism? They just couldn't take it anymore?
Right. I mean, it shows that, again, they were, whether she was buying time or not. She said, we'll do adjustments, we'll do tweaks, et cetera. But behind the scenes, there was a working group of eight Senate Democrats, from different parts of New York who were working on a potential proposal that we saw, that came out, and, members range from the Bronx and from Long Island. And right now really the outcry has come from the suburban and rural Hudson Valley, areas that, Republicans are
and all across upstate. But they don't have a ton of members from the upstate area.
Right. So this working group came up with a proposal, and apparently, they've been meeting after hours.
Yeah, did we know about this group?
It's funny. Andrea Stewart Cousins said, it must have been about 2 weeks ago now, I think I asked, "Hi, Senator, what are you guys going to do about?" Because it's the question you ask every week. What's actually going to happen about bail? Speaker Carl Hastie in the Assembly isn't going to move. He said, "I don't want to move. It's been only a couple weeks.
Right.
Let's see how it plays out." And she said, and I remember I went through my notes 2 days ago, and she said, "Well, we have a group of Democrats who've been working on this."
Okay.
And we just left it at that. We have a group of Democrats who are working on this. So, and I leave the Capitol, kind of late sometimes. And I remember seeing some of these Democrats coming back in at certain hours. Like I remember seeing Senator Jim Gorin from Long Island coming back in at, 8 o'clock at night. And I was like, that's kind of funny. What is he doing? But I figured, I had heard some talk that there were the members from Long Island were talking about this quite a bit, but it hadn't been discussed in conference. Either way, they come out with this proposal that would eliminate cash bail entirely.
Goes beyond what we had currently. Eliminates cash bail while also giving a lot more discretion to judges, to do things like remand and electronic monitoring. So, are there any other highlights, do you think, from this proposal that you think are really important?
Right. Well, again, the details are scant.
We got some bullet points.
We have some bullet points. So the elimination of cash bail, that's one thing. There is the return of some discretion to judges, and that would allow them to, so certain cases like, say, domestic violence crimes or in instances where there's a fatality and several others, and it would allow a judge to make a decision and quote unquote act as a judge, which has been the constant criticism of this law.
And at this point, all we really have are those bullet points because the Senate Democrats haven't, come out and said, this is our plan. There's no big press release. We had Senator Luis Sepulveda on the show, who's a member of the working group. And we asked him for, details. He said, no, basically, confirmed essentially the gist of the Newsday story. When do you think we'll actually see, you know, some sort of formal proposal? And will it come in the form of legislation? Will it be in their budget resolution? Where are we going to see this again?
Right. So, I mean, you know how the state budget works. April 1st is the due date. Mm-hmm. And lawmakers, you know, they negotiate, the heads of the Assembly and the Senate, they negotiate with the governor. This is something that is the, if not the most controversial, the top two most controversial topics of this session.
Right.
So I've talked to State House sources, whether it's, you know, people around the Capitol, whether it's lawmakers, and everyone's pretty much on the consensus that it's going to end up as a provision in the budget. So we won't get details likely. I don't know, but this is what the talk is likely until the budget is in fact signed.
So like March 31st at like 11:59 p.m.
Right.
When the text comes out.
Exactly.
We'll be all, you know, hitting the control F search looking for
right.
the word bail.
And you know, and this was the problem last year. So the bail proposal, we didn't know any details about this until again, we saw it. Okay, well, this is what they agreed upon. It's signed into law.
Right.
And everyone voted for this. All those Democrats that are now decrying, our constituents are hammering us.
I had to do it for the school aid burn. The school aid burn.
Right. Well, the problem is...
Think about the kids.
The problem is there's a whole host of topics
right.
shoved in the budget, whether it's things that don't mix and match. Mm-hmm. Education, criminal justice, public campaign financing, election
Naming
law.
Naming a bridge.
Right, exactly. So many different things. So it's tough to justify a vote saying, oh, well, I didn't vote again. I voted no on this budget because of one provision.
Mm-hmm.
And if they feel strongly enough about one provision and think, hey, my constituents are going to be furious when they find out that I voted for this, even though, again, the way that the budget works is that it's a whole of just everything but the kitchen sink.
Right.
You know. So, but again, this is the problem last year. This criminal justice package and specifically the new bail law was in the state budget. Everyone voted for it. And then you had a couple months later, the first attempt or the first piece of legislation, an attempt to amend
right.
the law. And that came from Senators Monica Martinez mm-hmm. and Jim Gorin, both from Long Island.
Yep.
And you had a couple of the other Long Island members. You had Senator Pete Harkum from the Hudson Valley. I'm pretty sure you had several others, but either way. You didn't really see much of, you know, everyone was like, oh, well, that really, you know, that's not going to fly. And then you saw Republican backlash. You mm-hmm. saw more backlash from the district attorneys, from law enforcement. And now you also see in the Assembly, you have more moderate Democrats who are proposing their own legislation. And, you know, the Assembly is receiving pushback as well. However, it's different because in the Senate, it's a smaller conference. You have 63 members, majority being Democrats, as opposed to the Assembly. You have, how many is it? It's 100?
108, 110. They probably just
right.
picked up another one just now while
right.
we're talking.
So the Democrats
yeah.
have...
A comfortable majority.
Exactly. A very comfortable majority. So it's definitely a harder push-me-pull-me over there, but...
So you mentioned the Assembly Democrats. How did they receive the... trial balloon that was floated? Do they embrace it, you know, wrap their arms around it?
Right. So Speaker Carl Hastie has said consistently that he's not interested in any attempts to adjust the law. However, you had members of the Black and Puerto Rican caucus,
mm-hmm.
and they came out in a bill reform rally saying, you know, essentially, hell no, are we going to go back?
Referred to it as the Jim Crow style sort of system. Essentially, that's what Tremaine Wright called it.
Right. There was some very, you know, very vivid comparisons.
So they're a no.
But either way, I mean, this is something that to members of the Black and Brown community, minorities, they see this law as being a real, you know, win.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, it was one of the top things that, you know, they touted and said, and that's why I think Speaker Carl Hastie is saying, hey, I don't want to go back on this. But it's really causing a divide between the Democrats. It's like...
Well, do you think it's a rift that will spill over into other issues, or is it something that's just going to be focused on the bail? I mean, do you still think they can work together on a variety of other liberal priorities?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what the priority is.
And how was this proposal received by the third, you know, leg in the decision-making process, the governor? Is he open to this suggestion?
Well, the governor reacted to the Senate's proposal. He went on a radio program very early in the morning, 7:45 a.m. This is Wednesday.
And then did it again, too.
And then did it again because, one, not everyone was up at that time. I mean, I was on a run at the time, and I was recording it and typing on my phone, so I had to cut that one short.
Reporter life.
Right. But I got the quotes, obviously.
Nice job.
So, and then he went on another program at 10:30 where he wasn't asked about bail. So
but
it didn't matter.
But he was asked if he would punch, if he wanted to punch Mayor de Blasio in the face. So he did get the hard questions.
Right.
But sorry.
Right. So, but either way, he was asked about the Senate Democrats' proposal on the earlier program. And mm-hmm. he said, well, that's my original proposal
right.
I had last year ahead of the state budget in which, you know, an entirely different law was signed. Mm-hmm. And because the governor's proposal had to do with some form of eliminating cash bail
yeah.
and maintaining judicial discretion. So, again, giving judges the power to decide whether or not they want to keep, you know, people ahead of trial.
Or remand them, yeah.
Remand them, et cetera. So we'll see. I mean, the governor has also said he's open to making adjustments, but there's been no details. So it's, so the question is, are they just kicking this down the road and seeing how much they can, you know, feed the public and DAs and law enforcement saying, hey, we're going to do something, or are they actually going to do something? And also, what's the motivation here? You know, you have members from Long Island who are going to be facing a lot of backlash when they go into reelection next mm-hmm. year. Same thing with Hudson Valley and upstate. So
although
we shall see.
I mean, we could see, you know, you mentioned the 40 members in the Senate. Mm-hmm. That is comfortable enough that they could always have 8 members just vote no on the budget next time because they
right.
only need 32 votes. And
right,
so
exactly.
Interesting to see whether they finally embrace that thing because in the Assembly, that's kind of how they roll things. Mm-hmm. Well, my guest has been New York Post Bernadette Hogan. Bern, thank you so much for joining us. Au revoir. And have a great trip until we see you next.
Thanks so much.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.